Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Mwah! Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We're kicking off our 22nd year of the Small Business Advocate Show. This is our 21st anniversary week, and I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Having a great visit with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg. He's in his 19th year. 19, folks, is a member of our brain trust. What kind of dedication is that? No, there's nobody on the planet, folks, who's dedicated his life more to small business than Bill Dunkelberg. Dr. Dunkelberg is the purveyor and the big kahuna over at the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, the gold standard. And that is not even one molecule of hyperbole, the gold standard of small business research in the world, probably in the galaxy. And he's our good friend. Bill, thanks again for all the time that you've given us and for the dedication that you've given to small business owners.
Well, thank you, sir. It's been certainly a hot spot in my life for the past 45 years. I love doing it, and I look forward to getting data every month and finding out what the small business people out there are doing.
There you go, folks. You heard it from his own mouth. You hear the passion. You hear the love that he has for you and for me. Hey, Bill, you reported this week about the Economic Forum's new rankings. Tell us about that.
About which now?
The Economic Forum's new ranking. The United States went back to the top spot.
Yes. Well, you know, the U.S. is now ranked again as the most competitive major economy out of 140 economies. So the fact that we have deregulated and then pulled back that hand of government pressing on our wallets and our backs has restored us to the top status, being the most competitive and therefore the best at allocating resources,
which
grows jobs and helps American
citizens.
Exactly. That's what we're good at when we're left alone to do it. So the huge barrage of regulation of the previous administration has stopped, and so now all those resources get turned into doing a good job for Americans, and that's terrific.
And see, folks, all the years that you heard me complaining and talking about the detriment that the Obama administration's policies were doing on us, not President Obama himself, but his policies, and I said that these are anti-business, these are harmful to business, this is an example of what we're talking about. The statistics, the numbers prove that we were right about that. Bill was right. I was right about how what the Obama administration was doing to the economy was making us less competitive. And you go back and look at the unemployment situation in those days, the productivity, the economy, the poor performance of the economy. And now the last 2 years completely turned around. Everything's flipped around, and they're coming up roses especially as far as small businesses and employment's concerned, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely. Now, you know, and this month we're going to get an interesting reading because, of course, we've had an election, and we saw what the election did in 2016 to small business owners' views about the future and what could be accomplished and the huge surge in optimism. It's going to be interesting to see what the change in the election this time has done to their view about where the economy is going to go.
Because what do you think is going to What do you think is going to happen over the next 2 years with the Democrats now in control of the House?
Well, not a lot.
They can't do much, can they?
No, they can't do much, and that's good. But also, there are a lot of things we wanted to get done that might not get done. So we'll see what our owners have to say about that when we get the data in a couple of weeks.
Well, I want people to listen to what's being said by the new occupants of the leadership of the House over the next 2 years. All I want you to do is listen for ideas. Are you going to get ideas? Or are you going to get some kind of retaliation? Are you going to get nothing gets done because we're trying to go, to play gotcha politics? Or are they going to come up with ideas on how we can move our country forward in a productive way? Listen for those things. Don't listen to me. Listen for those things. Hey, Bill, last thoughts quickly.
Well, I think that things are going to continue. We're set up for a great fourth quarter and into next year. Growth is going to be not quite as hot as it's been, but it's going to be terrific from an historical point of view. So we're going to keep on moving.
3% next year, you think?
Oh, yeah. We'll be good next year.
Okay, good. Hey, Bill Dunkelberg, thanks for being here. Good job as always. And we'll see you next time. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. NFIB.com, that's the website. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.